Chapter 7 Right and Wrong. When God first made the world, it was a perfect place. But then Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They joined Satan's side. The world changed and became a place of sin and death. The Bible says that death happened because of sin. But God loved Adam and Eve. He loves all people. He didn't want people to be punished for their sin. So God promised that one day he would send a savior. Anyone who wanted to be saved from the sadness that sin brings could be rescued. The savior could even save them from the second death. All they needed to do was trust God. Then he would make them perfect, so that they could live forever in heaven. This was very good news.
But God couldn't ignore people's sin and pretend it had never happened. All wrong still had to be punished. So God asked them to do something that would help them to understand his plan, how he would punish sin without punishing people. God asked people to bring a perfect male lamb to an altar. The one bringing the lamb put his hand on its head, showing that his sin was being placed on the lamb. It was as if all the sin was being moved from the man onto the lamb. Because the lamb now carried all the man's sin, the man had no sin left. It was as if he was perfect. And do you know what? Perfect people can live with a perfect God in his perfect home.
But remember how all sin must be punished? Well, because the lamb now had the man's sin, it had to die. That's because death is the punishment for sin. The lamb died in the man's place. The lamb was punished instead of the man.
But some people didn't believe God's plan. They even told others that God's plan could not be right. The idea of trusting God to be made perfect, that was just too simple. They felt they needed to do something more. So they came up with their own plan. They made their own rules. They said that if they did more good things than bad things, then God would be happy. If they were kind and did right, then they'd be good enough to live in heaven. But do you know what? These people didn't understand how good they would have to be to live with God in his perfect heaven.
So God explained some things. He said that if they stole something, no matter how little, they weren't good enough for heaven. God told them that if they loved stuff like money or things more than him, then they weren't perfect. He said that if they ever lost their temper, that was sin. If they ever told a lie, even just a little lie, then they weren't perfect. It was a sin to tell lies. God said that if they talked back to their mother or father, even just once, they were no longer perfect. Only perfect people can live with a perfect God.
Everyone needed to understand that no matter how hard they tried, they could never be good enough to live with God. They were sinners. They couldn't save themselves from the punishment their sin deserved. They needed a Savior. They needed a Lamb.
Yes, the Bible has